This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 16th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and clear night across Israel, perfect for a stroll if you're out in Tel Aviv or Jerusalem. In Haifa, the evening remains pleasant with light breezes. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that the Prime Minister's office claims Hezbollah violated the ceasefire, leaving three IDF soldiers seriously wounded. This was announced in an unusual Saturday statement 8 hours ago. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew reveals Netanyahu's statement about the attack, which has sparked political pressure and international criticism. This report comes from 4 hours ago. Also this hour, according to the Times of Israel, Israeli strikes earlier today killed 11 people in southern Lebanon after Hezbollah wounded three IDF soldiers. Israel accuses the group of using civilians as human shields in their military compounds. Separately, JNS reports that the IDF has killed a Hezbollah commander in response to the attack on its soldiers. Israeli and American officials criticize the Iranian proxy group for endangering civilians. This happened 6 hours ago. And finally, The Forward reports that U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee called settlers who attacked Palestinian homes in Qusra terrorists. This statement was made 23 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, posted just minutes ago that Qatar denies detaining any Iranian pilots. They call these claims misleading amid ongoing diplomatic efforts. Middle East 24 reported earlier today that the IDF assassinated a Radwan force commander in South Lebanon. The commander had previously fought in Syria under Hezbollah. Ihab Hassan, a commentator, noted earlier that an Israeli settler attacked Palestinian vehicles at the Atara Bridge in the West Bank. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation with Hezbollah, the Prime Minister's office, as reported by Ynet, issued an unusual statement today before the IDF announcement. They stated that Hezbollah attacked IDF troops in southern Lebanon, breaking the ceasefire. This has further intensified the region's volatility, with significant implications for Israeli security policies. Turning to the political fallout, Israel Hayom Hebrew highlights Netanyahu's statement acknowledging the attack's impact. This has led to increased political pressure and international scrutiny. The situation underscores the complexities Israel faces in balancing military responses with diplomatic relations. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel confirms that Israeli strikes killed 11 people in response to Hezbollah's actions. Israel has accused Hezbollah of placing civilians in harm's way, housing them in military compounds. This raises ongoing concerns about the humanitarian cost and the potential for escalating conflict in the region. In response, JNS reports the IDF's targeted killing of a Hezbollah commander. This action underscores the ongoing hostility between Israel and Hezbollah, with both sides accusing each other of endangering civilians. The situation remains tense, with potential implications for regional stability. Finally, The Forward highlights U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee's condemnation of settlers who besieged Palestinian homes. His use of the term terrorists reflects the growing rift between Israeli and American perspectives on settlement activities. This may complicate U.S.-Israel relations moving forward. On the economic front, first, tech shares insights into the flexibility needed at the seed funding stage, as noted by Aya Peterberg of S Capital. She emphasizes that the initial plan often changes and advises founders to be adaptable. Separately, Israel Hayom Business discusses new innovations in consumer products, including a quiet vacuum and a new tennis shoe. These developments highlight the competitive landscape in the Israeli tech and lifestyle sectors. And finally, Globes reports on the potential acquisition of Descartes by Anthropic. This move suggests a strategic expansion for Anthropic within Israel, aiming to leverage local technological expertise. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 3 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.